WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Dan Zanes has been entertaining children who are confused about the scary things happening in the world now. Zanes is the former lead singer of the indie roots rock band The Del Fuegos. But since 1998, he's been performing and recording for children. As Robert Sullivan wrote in the New York Times Magazine, Zanes' music works because it's not kids' music, it's just music. Music that's unsanitized, unpasteurized. Zanes refers to it as raggedy folk music. On his CD, Rocket Ship Beach, Zanes performs such songs as On the Sunny Side of the Street, Over the Rainbow, and Polly Wally Doodle. He has a new CD called Family Dance coming out in a couple of weeks. We invited him to bring his guitar and perform some of the songs that have been sounding best to him since September 11th. Dan Zanes, welcome to Fresh Air. I'd like you to start with a song that you've been playing for children that you think they find reassuring, because I think we could all use a little of that right now.
I agree. Well, this is one my daughter started asking for a couple years ago, and it's been around for over 80 years, I think, and it seems to be having a whole new life, and I'm glad to be out there playing. It's called Keep on the Sunny Side, made popular by the family band, the Carter Family. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. When we meet with the darkness and strife, sunny side we also may view. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life. Well, the storm in its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Storm and clouds will in time pass away. Sun again will shine so bright and clear. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
That's Dan Zanes. Thank you. Thank you for playing that. What's it been like to perform for children in the new age of terrorism?
Well, it's been great. I've never felt it as useful, and I lost my footing and didn't quite know what to do. But certainly the instinct for everybody that I know was to try and find some way to be useful. I was, we had a lot of shows that were booked, and I was ready to cancel them if it seemed like the time to step back. But I started getting calls and emails from people saying that they knew there was a show coming up, and was I going to be doing it? They hoped it was still on, and people were coming out in much larger numbers than we had had before, and I think everybody was glad to have an hour or two with their kids. You know, this is real young kids that are coming to a lot of these shows, and with the rest of their families, and I think everybody was grateful for an hour or two that just felt like a normal afternoon, and I was certainly very, very glad and kind of honored and humbled to be able to go out and do that.
Are the kids who come to hear you now, do they seem kind of flipped out? Do they seem worried and scared?
It's hard to tell where kids' minds are at with it on any given day. And, sometimes things come out in funny ways. But I think when they come to the shows, I think everybody's really coming out to sort of throw themselves into it. I mean, I know, for me, one of the gauges is how are people singing along, and people are singing along with gusto. It's something, and that to me feels it's on all levels. But people are coming together in a very communal way, and this is just another piece of the puzzle. And kids, I think are grateful for that too. You know, my daughter just says, no more talk about it. I just, you know, I want my old life back in some way. And she's young, so it's real understandable.
Do you say anything when you're performing for kids to acknowledge all the scary things that are happening in the world?
No, I really don't. I think that that's between kids and their parents. You know, I know a lot of people that watch TV with their kids, with 4 and 5 year old kids, and I went and we didn't do any of that in our house, and I know a lot of other people that really didn't. So I think that's kind of a personal decision how much talk there is about it. So I try and steer clear as far as any specifics.
Would you do one of the New York songs you've been performing in your concerts?
Absolutely. Here's Sidewalks of New York. East side, west side, all around the town. Tots played ring around Rosie. London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie O'Rourke, tripped light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. Down in front of Casey's old gray wooden stoop, boys and girls together, ah, we formed a merry group. On those summer evenings, all we would sing and waltz, while Jackie played the organ on the sidewalks of New York. East side, west side, all around the town. The tots played ring around Rosie. London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie O'Rourke, tripped the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York.
My guest is Dan Zanes. He has a new CD of children's music coming out in a couple of weeks called Family Dance. He'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Dan Zanes, the former lead singer of the indie rock band The Del Fuegos. He's now recording and performing music for children. Dan, why did you give up playing rock for adults to play songs for kids?
It seemed like it was a natural transition, and I had put out a solo record in the mid-90s, which I thought, when I left the Del Fuegos, I thought, oh, 6 months, I'll step back and I'll make my solo record. And really, it was 6 years before anybody wanted me, which was great. I had to learn how to do all the basic things that every grown-up learns, and I never did. So those 6 years were well spent. But I put out a solo record, and during that time, my wife and I had a daughter, and I went to the stores, and I had this idea in my head for an updated version of what I had listened to as a kid, Pete Seeger, Lead Belly, Ella Jenkins. And I found good things for kids, but I didn't really find what I was hearing in my head. So I made a tape to give out to kids in the neighborhood, and I just brought different friends in to join me on songs. And it was more fun than I'd had in a long time. And it came out sounding, I thought it sounded really good, but all of a sudden the excitement level was everything that I had wanted for my big solo record. And it was from this cassette tape that I was giving to people. And I just kind of, I went the path of least resistance and most fun, really. And it just, I never really looked back. I've never been happier, and I've never felt more appreciated. And that's certainly what I always wanted. But really, this is, to me, like it was 20 years ago when I was a teenager starting the Del Fuegos. It feels like the same energy and the same spirit of, let's go out, we don't know what we're doing, let's see how many people we can get to dance, and that's just it.
But there's a different attitude. Rock performers are supposed to have attitude on stage and to be hip and to have this sexual aura around them, whereas kids need something comforting and reassuring, especially right now.
Well, I'm still hip, Terry. I still have my sideburns. but no sexual aura.
Compare your rock self with your kids' concert self.
Oh, I like my kids' concert self so much better. Although, you know, the rock self in the beginning was really good. For me, the more I figured it out and the more I knew what I was doing, the more the life was sucked out of it. And I got more into the lifestyle, and more into, are my pants tight enough and do I have the right scarf? And, you know, it really took away from the music. And now I think kids and their families would tend to see through all that. So it's really a part of the job requirement that you go out and be yourself, which is great for me.
did you feel like you were putting on a persona when you were performing as a rock band?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My mother always reminds me of that. She said, you know, you just would go out and say the same thing every night. And she's right. That's what I would do. I'd just say the same thing in between songs and maybe put my fist up in the air. I mean, it's good to step back and laugh at it now, but I really had this feeling that everything had to be larger than life, and you know, I don't feel that that's necessarily where I'm most effective.
Do you miss that high or the power of being in the spotlight?
Well, playing music for kids and families is definitely not a glamorous situation in the same way, but what I get instead is something that is much more rewarding, and that's that I walk around New York and I have kids coming up to me a lot, coming up and saying, hi, Dan Zanes, and parents coming up and saying hi and people smiling at me on the street. And I just feel that I never thought about the world of kids and the world of families until I was in one myself with a kid of my own, but I really feel this emotional connection to that world, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it. And also, kids listen to records in a much different way, over and over and over and over, the same thing. So parents will tell me that they hear my records 6-7 times in a day. That never happened with the Del Fuegos. No one ever said that to me. So I feel like I'm really a part of people's lives. It's tremendous. So that's really, I mean, that's better than anything that I had ever experienced.
Well, to give us a sense of who you were when you were part of the Del Fuegos, maybe you could do part of a Del Fuegos song for us.
Let's see if I can remember. This is one that, I guess this was our big hit, I met my wife. She was she directed the video for it when I came down to New York. It was a rock video success story, I guess you could call it. It's called I Still Want You. Well, seasons change and lessons get learned. It's been a while, but my heart burns. I still want you. The car we bought together just started to rust. The world we made came between the two of us, and I still want you. I tried so hard, tried to fill your cup. I tried so hard just to fill it up. But you only drift away, you drift away. Maybe I still want you. I still want you.
Can't
believe I could remember that much.
Oh, it sounds good. I liked it.
Thank you.
My guest is Dan Zanes, and he used to be with the band the Del Fuegos. This was in the 80s, but lately he's been playing concerts for kids and doing CDs for kids, and apparently really enjoying it as well. Now, when you're playing at your children's concerts now, post-September 11th, have you been playing songs that are largely reassuring or a lot of songs that are just plain old fun?
I think it's important to have the fun in there, definitely. I don't know that anybody wants to come out to. I mean, I think that's a real important part of it. But we've been trying to mix it up a little bit too. You know, I think a straight diet of Polly Wolly Doodle, you gotta mix it up. So we've been putting in, you know, the Down by the Riverside. He's got the whole world in his hands, and just we've been having a good amount of dance songs at the end of each show, which is kind of nice. Things like Over the Rainbow, try and keep that in there. I think that's reassuring. For me, that's a song of great comfort on a personal level. I think about it. I definitely think about it. Keep on the Sunny Side. These are all songs that I think where you got to have an amount of a good message in there, a positive message.
Well, I'm going to ask you to close with a song, and I'm wondering if there's a song that's been going through your mind, a song that's maybe particularly reassuring or that you particularly love and that you've been singing to yourself as you walk down the street.
Yeah, there is a good one. I'm a fan, and I think NPR sort of made the world know about this group, at least in America. People heard a lot about them in the late 80s, a group called the Dayton Family, and it's a family band from the north of England, and they do a song, I don't know where it's from or who wrote it, it's called Rolling Home, and it goes like this. There stands a wheel of fortune, don't be afraid to ride. There's a land of milk and honey, waits on the other side. There'll be peace and there'll be plenty, you'll never need to roam. When we go rolling home, we go rolling home. Rolling home when we go rolling home. When we go rolling, rolling, we go rolling home. See, the summer sun is ending, the winter of despair. Journey to contentment is set with trap and snare. Stand to and stand together, your labor's yours alone. When we go rolling home, we go rolling home. Rolling home when we go rolling home. When we go rolling, rolling.
Dan Zanes, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Terry. It's been a pleasure.
Dan Zanes has a new CD of music for children called Family Dance that will be released in a couple of weeks. His first children's CD is called Rocket Ship Beach. This is Fresh Air.